Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, we're going to do the mailbag route. We've got a lot of one-off type topics that people send me all the time. And I think there's a little bit of education in each one of them. It's a little different twist. We talk about different people's specific personal situations and what they should and shouldn't do and so on and so forth. And as we go through that, you're probably going to see that really the answers to your questions and solutions to your problems are all over the place. Because people are all over the place. They have all different kinds of situations in their life. But most of the situations you've lived yourself into. Now, before I go into the mailbag, I want to talk about that very, very important point, the quality of your life. I notice now as I look around and I see the presidential campaign going on and so forth, that you see the Democrats and the Republicans both telling you, you know, the world's coming to an end, as always, and if you don't vote for them, the world will end. But, you know, after the president is elected one way or the other, we're going to be here and we're going to have to live through this stuff. And whoever it is, they've still got to make the water come on, the lights come on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so really what I'm trying to get to here, in a kind of a babbling way, is that it's really up to us to do something. So you ask yourself, what do you want to do with your life? There's that, you know, those life questions again. And in some people's minds, as I talked about the other day, is that they're just simply get by. You know, if you're worrying about survival and struggle, then life's meaning is nothing. There is no meaning to life except to survive, right? But if you get past struggle and you start looking at life for what it's really all about, then you got to ask yourself, what does life really mean? And I brought to point here a document. It's a statement that I think is pretty interesting, because you hear me all the time. For 30 years now, I've been screaming, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. It's the quality of the lifestyle. And one of the points I want to make is that there's a lot of people that have gone through my program that have become very successful. And most of them, after they became very successful, decided to just go live the quality of life. Other people, however, are what I call egomaniacal. The quality of lifestyle doesn't mean anything to them. Only more money. More money, more money, more money. More power, more money. And they're driven. And I would contend, and this is only my opinion, that no matter how big their smile is because their ego is getting stroked, they're really not all that happy. Because unless ego is just enough and getting your ego stroked is enough to live for, then they really have nothing else left in life. I've seen people lose their families, their wives, their businesses, their health, all over just trying to make more money. So I wanted to cover something here. Somebody sent me this, and I thought it was great. I saved it for a long time. I wanted to figure out how to put it in here. But it's about Steve Jobs. And I'm going to just go ahead and let it play here. And I know this is terrible radio to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and just read this piece, and then we'll discuss it more. It basically starts out this way by saying, Steve Jobs died a billionaire at age 56. This is his final essay. Now, for those of you who don't know, Steve Jobs died of cancer. What's interesting about that is that as a billionaire, he could have had the best medical help in the world, but he decided to decline medical help and try to do it by being a vegan. he tried to get rid of cancer by being a vegan. And it didn't work. He died. And this is his final essay. I've reached the pinnacle of success in the business world. In some others' eyes, my life is the epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy. In the end, my wealth is only a fact of life that I am accustomed to. At this moment, lying on my bed and recalling my life, I realize that all the recognition and the wealth that I took so much pride in have paled and become meaningless in the face of my death. You can employ someone to drive the car for you, make money for you, but you cannot have someone bear your sickness for you. Material things lost can be found and replaced, but there is one thing that can never be found when it's lost: life. Whichever stage in life you are right now, with time, you will face the day when the curtain comes down. Treasure love for your family, love for your spouse, love for your friends. Treat yourself well and cherish others. As we grow older and hopefully wiser, we realize that a $300 or a $30 watch both tell the same time. You will realize that your true inner happiness does not come from material things in this world. Whether you fly first class or economy, if the plane goes down, you all go down with it. Therefore, I hope you realize that when you have mates, buddies, old friends, brothers, sisters who chat with, laugh with, talk with, sing with, and talk about north, south, east, west, heaven, earth, stars, and happiness, don't educate your children to be rich. Educate them to be happy. So when you grow up, they will know the value of things and not the price. Eat your food as your medicine. Otherwise, you have to eat your medicine as your food. The one who loves you will never leave you for another, because even if there are 100 reasons to give up, he or she shall find a reason to hold on. There's a big difference between a human being and being human. Only a few really understand it. You are loved when you are born, and you are loved when you die. In between, you have to manage. The 6 best doctors in the world are sunlight, rest, exercise, diet, self-confidence, and friends. Maintain them in all stages and enjoy a healthy life. Now, that really got to me. I mean, quite honestly, it's something could even create and pull tears if you really thought about it long enough. But here's a guy, one of the smartest guys around of his age, era, whatever, who became a billionaire, who changed the way the world operates completely, changed everything, to where now you can't live without the types of products that he created. He was known everywhere. But he was so smart for his own good. He was so driven that he never stopped to smell the roses. Never took a moment to enjoy what he had accomplished. And that, my friends, is what I'm talking about here today. I sit here, 63, going to be 64 in a month or two. And I've lived my life, my entire life, as if I'd lived to 65. You've heard me tell you this 1,000 times, but I keep saying it because in my brain, I did everything I could do to get everything out of life, to squeeze the sponge dry by the time I got to 65. Because why? Because my dad died at 65. My grandfather died at 65. And a couple of my uncles died even younger than that. And so I thought to myself, I got to get it all and I got to get life. So I was retired by age 34. And I spent the next 30 years of my life living, enjoying, loving what I do, enjoying the people around me, teaching, giving back. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm just telling you that's how I saw the world. What saddens me is that many times when I teach people how to be successful financially, they spend almost all of their time thinking about the finances. I've many friends, and I live in a neighborhood where there's quite a few very wealthy people. And it's interesting, when you go out with some of these people, some of them won't even tell you what they do for a living, wear regular clothes, drive regular cars, have happy, loving families with kids. Then there's other people that got to tell you how they bought their Rolex cheaper than anybody else bought their Rolex, how they got a great deal on this and a great deal on that, as if life itself was only as important as what it cost. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley on Having a Plan.
The year I got cancer and could not work for 8 months, I lost 50 pounds. I want to tell you that I made $4 million that year. I made more that year than any year I'd ever made previous to that in my life. And I'm not telling you that to impress you. I'm telling you that to impress upon you. I didn't go to work for 8 months. That's a plan.
Create your plan at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm going to go through the mailbag and pull out some emails that we've been sent, that I have been sent, I'm sorry, and go through them and just share comments, share my thoughts. The first email comes from a gentleman out there who has been a member for a long time. His name is Lawrence, and he said I could share his information out there. We're going to get him on the radio one of these days because his story sounds really exciting. But he was commenting on the one of the radio shows that I did the other day about fake rich people and what I called fake middle class, or what he called fake middle class, which I was really saying, you know, the bottom line is that you think you're middle class until you're not. You're only one job loss away from being poor instead of middle class. And he wanted to comment on that, and we went through some different stuff. He gave me his opinions about how he sees the world where most people around him are fake middle class and or fake rich. And they're posing. And they're, you know, showing off their assets to everybody, their watches, their cars, their this, their that, their houses, whatever. And they're spending all their money trying to make everybody think they're rich when they're really not rich. Okay, so a little bit more of the same comment strain we went through the other day on the show. But right here was interesting. He talked about he wanted to thank me and, you know, that he had joined, and I'm see if there's a date on here. He's been a member for 15 years, because 15 years ago, the very first single family you assisted me in buying some 15 years ago, we still have. It's valued at over $300,000, and we paid it off. It was paid off by our tenants, so it's paid in full. And it was bought for only $60,000. Wow. Now, he goes on and says, I now have 17 houses paid in full. So I ask him, what is the value of that? He goes, I don't know exactly. Their tax records, they're worth $2.1 million, but everybody knows tax records are not accurate. Most of my stuff that I own, almost all my real estate, we have fought the taxes down, the tax values down below what the real market value is for the real estate. That's typical in this area at this time. So let's say it's between $2.1 and $3 million, right? So I just want you to get your arms around this. 15 years ago, he bought one little house, a little $60,000 house. And now 15 years later, he's got $3 million worth of assets. Now, let's just figure 17 houses. And there's probably, there's got to be at least, I would have to say, at least $1,000 a month positive cash flow if they're paid in full. So that's $17,000 a month. And if I'm over on that, well, then maybe I am. We can have a high and a low here. So $17,000 a month times 12 is $204,000 a year in tax-free income. Now, his income is not going to be tax-free, and I'll tell you why. Because if he's free and clear, he doesn't have enough assets, depreciation, enough depreciable assets to cover $200,000. What he should do is he should refinance those, pull the money out to where he has half the cash flow, but then goes buys twice as much real estate, have the same or more cash flow by the time you leverage that out, end up with maybe $300,000 a year, but have twice or three times the amount of assets to depreciate against that. That's what everybody has to do. That's what I had to do. I had so much assets built up over so many years of positive growth, so much equity in the properties, and they were making so much money that my depreciation had started to not cover them adequately. So I had to go sell that stuff and buy really expensive brand new stuff so there's large asset values to be able to depreciate across these large amounts of income that I was earning. And so that would be the next step. In addition to that, I want you to think about where he's at. I'm sure he doesn't worry a single day about making a living. And I think that's important, you know, to think about that. Now, I've got another email here from a lady that joined up. I'm not going to use her name because I didn't ask her to use her information. And I want you to hear this, though, even though I'm not going to use her name or anything. Leave out her name, leave out where she lives, anything I can leave out that would not identify who she is. But I want you to hear it because it's very important to understand the difference in life. This gentleman, 15 years ago, he might be 60 years old right now. I don't know. He didn't say how old he was. I probably should ask him that. Definitely will if he comes on. See if it's in here anywhere. That didn't say. But let's look at the difference here. This gentleman has to be much younger than this lady. To what degree, I don't know. But she writes this. Hi, I'm blank from blank and blank. I'm 73 years old, even older than you. So there we go. I'm 63. This lady's 73, right? And we're talking about a guy that's probably only 53 that has 17 houses and, you know, couple hundred thousand dollars of income a year and a couple million, triple million dollars with assets. I'm a widow for almost 2 years now, so she lost her husband 2 years ago. The mother of five and grandmother of many grandchildren living here, there, and all over in many locations. Until March, okay, I taught 8 to 10 hours a week remedial, and I'm currently unemployed due to the pandemic. I just want to stop there for a second. She's 73 years old. And up until March of this year, she was still working. Now think of the difference there, guys. 15 years back from now, she would have been 60. She would have been 58. If she would have started at 58, by now she would be a multimillionaire. And probably well before that, because this gentleman made the mistake of paying all cash for these properties, or at least letting them pay off. I don't think he paid all cash. He let them pay off. But look at the difference in age and success level in life. She goes on and says, after discovering your radio show and taking many notes for months, I'm convinced that Lifestyles Unlimited is a reliable group of high integrity, down-to-earth people espousing a legal and eminently wise way to use one's money and benefit many other people. I appreciate the patience and the authentic kindness your model kindness you model to urge people to educate themselves in general and then in win-win areas and particularly to pay it forward. For myself, I have no background in this area. I have attended the four-part webinar 4 times since joining. So she's taken the classes 4 times now. Now remember, she's a teacher. So she's getting her arms around it. This is something she's 73 years old. And let's call her 73 years young. And I'd like to think that I'm sharp enough at 73 to want to start something new, right? You all hope that we got that kind of energy, right? But do you? I don't know. So, goes on, she says, I'm not familiar with the technology and financially. Starting this year, my income consists of mainly just pension plan and Social Security and a small amount of investments from a hybrid IRA index fund. I also have 2 insurance policies and some liquidity in bank funds. As it happens, I just this week, I gifted $20,000 to my daughter. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're doing the email bag, and as we went to break, we were in the middle of an email from a lady who's 73 years old and just lost her job at 73 years of age, three months ago. And she's looking at her possibilities. She's gone to Lifestyles. She's taken her education four times. And she's at this point, and this is where we got cut off. She says, I feel there's no better time than now to take financial action, most likely as a passive investor. Think about that statement. She's 73 years old. And there's no better time than now. Well, I'm 63, going to be 64 in a couple months, and I'm thinking, okay, that's probably over by 65, and I've got, you know, enough money to live for another 50 years. And she's thinking at 73, it's just now time to get started thinking about this. And I know what she means is, hey, there's no better time than now because I have not done it and I better do it. And now's better than never, right? So I'm not putting that down. Don't get me wrong. I'm not reading into it. But I'm just reading into this statement, the thought process of how many of you are sitting out there right now going, gosh, you know, I'm going to get around to this someday. I'm going to start building my wealth someday. And then you put it off. And it doesn't matter whether you're 40 and you're scared to death, but you know you've got to work, you can keep working. Or you're 50, you're even more fearful, and you know you can't keep working much longer. You're tired, you're worn out. The unemployment, I've got an article here on unemployment, by the way. It's scary right now how so many people, 13 million people, are unemployed right now. And you've got no fallback. And yet, you've put it off. And you've put it off. So she goes on and gives reasons for putting it off up to now. She says, for me, it's a lot of money to risk. Well, all investing is a lot of money to risk. You risk it by having it in the stock market, and it goes up and down. You risk it by having your 401k, it goes up and down. You risk it by having an IRA. You risk it by having your house paid in full, even. And the house goes down in value or burns up in the, you know, forest fire or flood or whatever. Everything is at risk. The question, though, and the reason why people can't get into investing is because they're diverting large chunks of their net worth where they're used to living off of large chunks of their net worth. And because they've never put their money into assets that are income producing, they don't see the reason to do it. The second reason that they're fearful of that is because they're scared. Probably because they've seen somebody else, if not themselves, do it wrong and lose large chunks of their net worth. Now, exacerbate that by being 73 years old, and you can see this lady's got a lot to worry about. She goes on and says, also, I'm a type B personality, and I'm a part Libra, which I'm a Libra and a type B. And a Libra, first of all, a type B can't make a decision. They can make a decision. They won't. They don't want to. Because making a decision means you have to take action. They don't want to take action because they might be wrong, and Bs are never wrong because they never do anything. You want to know how to never be wrong? Never make a decision. You want to know how to never fail? Never try anything. Then add in Libra, which is a Libra can see. And by the way, a Libra is the person, the blind lady with the scales, which means they see both sides of justice. They believe in justice. So you can see that this is a good thing, but this is a bad thing. And I can see the pros and I can see the cons. And I can talk myself into a circle forever. It's one of the easiest ways to not do something is to be a Libra. Just keep talking yourself in and out of something over and over and over again. Right? Number three, I have no team. 73 years old. I doubt she's probably even got a lot of friends even. You know, my friends are starting to die off. A guy exactly my age, which is one of my friends here at Lifestyles, just recently died, Ira Gross. He's my exact same birthday, believe it or not. And so the older you get, more and more of the people you knew are gone. And your confidence in the people you confide your information and your life in are not there any longer. or maybe you never had them. Maybe you never had a team. Maybe your entire team was made up of four people or of people just in your family. And so you were never able to break out of your family's wealth cycle or lack thereof wealth cycle if you were in the poor or the middle class lifestyle. If you're raised up a middle-class person, you're probably going to stay a middle-class person. If you're raised up a poor person, you're probably going to stay a poor person. That doesn't mean you can't change that. It just means what probability is because you've been giving poor and middle-class mind or thought processes and so forth to live your life by. And number four, this one's really interesting. She says, I'm using only my iPhone. I don't have a computer. Wow. In this day and age, to not have a computer, and I thought I was computer illiterate. I don't know how you do it. And, you know, if the lady's going to spend any money at all before she goes and spends any money, I would go buy a computer. I mean, come on. You can get an inexpensive computer. It does almost anything these days. And or at least a tablet or something, you know. By the way, I probably should have told her that. I don't think I even wrote her back to tell her that, but that's just something that came to my mind. I see you just can't exist. The quality of life, you don't have the quality of life if you can't, if you don't have any computers in your life. And number five, as an Orthodox Jew, I don't participate in events held on Saturdays or Friday evenings. So her religion gets in her way of being able to take care of activities that she may need to do. Now, we have tremendous number of Jews in our group. We have every kind of nationality, every kind of religion there is. So that's really a weak one. You can do it on any other day then, ma'am. You just can't do it Friday night and Saturdays. I get that. You know, a lot of people can't do this thing on Sunday because they go to church every Sunday. And a lot of people go Wednesdays and Sundays, and a lot of Baptists or whatever they are. Hey, don't let religion stand in your way for living your life. Okay, so here we go. What we're thinking here. 73 years old. Just now losing a job, just now starting the process of deciding and understanding how to build wealth and income streams. Compared to a guy that's already, after 15 years, made $3 million with a cash flow of $200,000 a year. It's amazing. Really amazing. All right, let's go ahead and compliment that with this little email that came in. States reported that 881,000 U.S. workers filed for new unemployment benefits during this week of August 29th, the first full month after the $600 per week enhancement for unemployment expired. The total number of workers continuing to claim unemployment benefits fell to 13.2 million last week after peaking at nearly 25 million in early May, indicating a slow improving labor market. Let's wrap our arms around 13.5 million people. That was 25 million people. That's a mind-boggling thought. There's only 300 million people in the U.S., maybe 350, number somewhere in there. And when you think about each one of those people unemployed, that's not everybody unemployed. In other words, this guy or gal is registering for unemployment. There's three people out there that haven't even tried to be employed and or live underneath the household of these people that are going for unemployment. So you're talking about if it's 25 million, I bet there's 75 million people living within families with no personal income. Now, down to 13 million, that makes it about 45 million people living under unemployed household type situation. Do you think we probably should have some education in school on financial fitness? You know, they used to have physical fitness. I think they've taken that out now. I think maybe there should be some classes on finances and on how to invest and how to create assets and wealth. But I don't think that the politicians really want you to know that stuff, to be honest with you. Here's an interesting one that came in. How much time do I got here? 1 minute. I only got 1 minute on this. I'll read it and see if we can do anything with it. Here's my question. I'm a mailman is overly ready to retire, having only $11,000 in my savings account right now. Can I get started? You can start anything in life. Can you buy a house for only $11,000 down? Probably. In some situations, you could. In your case, his auxiliary problem is that he has bad credit from not paying house payments, mortgage payments. And so if that shows up on his credit report and he can't get credit and he doesn't have money, if you have no money and no credit, you can't go buy real estate. It just doesn't work. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
The radio show today, we're doing the mailbag type questions, looking at different emails. Here's one somebody sent me. We're gonna file this one under the heading of the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Concept, large real estate investors stop paying off debt. Bloomberg, some of the largest real estate investors are walking away from debt on bad property deals, even as they raise billions of dollars for new opportunities born from the pandemic. The willingness of the Brookfield Property Partners LP, Starwood Capital Group, Colony Capital Incorporated, and Blackstone Group to skip payments on commercial mortgage-backed securities backed by hotels and malls illustrates how the economic fallout from the coronavirus has devalued some real estate while also creating new targets for those cash-loaded investors. Just because prior investments didn't work out doesn't necessarily mean that we should tarnish the reputation of future endeavors, said Todd, head of the U.S. CMBS Search Bank of Securities. While cutting their losers and buying winners is an old age investment proposition, the COVID-19 pandemic may create even more openings than the past crisis. So what's happening, guys? Rich people don't buy real estate in their own name. They buy it in giant companies where they raise capital from people like you. So they go out and they buy an asset. And this is where they go out and syndicate a deal. And there's all kinds of these guys all over the world, all over the country that do this stuff. They're crooks. But what they do is they syndicate a deal, put together companies, raise the capital, use your money to buy the asset. Then they make millions off the management and or purchase and sale and management of the asset. And they just keep going and going and going because they're not running out of their money. They're not even using their money. They're using yours. But that's all fine and good until the day when the world comes crashing down. And then what do? All that money they borrowed from you that was invested in these deals, they just let it go. They let the deals go. They go bad and you lose everything. I want you to understand, I'm not talking about that for you. I own everything. I control all my assets. And here at Lifestyles, when somebody tries and wants to put a syndication together, we make them agree to a set of rules that are not arbitrary. They're well thought out, and they have been managed and improved over the last 15 years. And everybody who wants to syndicate here amongst us, our friends, me too, I put money in deals, has to agree to these terms, to these conditions. And if they don't, then they're out. If they don't live up to expectations, then they're out. And so you see these big giant companies don't even flinch. So if you're out there thinking about getting into one of these real estate REITs or some syndicator that's not a part of Lifestyles, before you invest with them, send me an email. AskDell@LUINC.com. I'll tell you whether or not they're working underneath of the umbrella of safety for their investors or whether they're just out in it for themselves. most of them will admit they're out in it for themselves. Some of my ex-students who have left Lifestyles won't admit it. They'll try to act like they're like we are. In other words, they've grown up raising capital by promising to be a good guy to the passives because that's what they had to admit to and to agree to at Lifestyles. But now that they're out for this reason. They're out because they don't want to live up to those expectations. They don't want to be fair to their passives. Otherwise, they would have stayed here. Think about it. We have 50,000 customers. We're all interested in buying real estate deals. They have absolutely no problem raising all the capital or any capital they want to do a deal. Why would they leave that? There's only one reason. They want to take advantage of the passives. They want to take more of their share, unfair share of the profits, and give more of the risk, unfair risk, to the passives. That's the difference, my friends. So like I said, if you wish, before you get in any of those deals, send me an email. I'll tell you whether or not there's somebody is safe or not. You can look up the pro formas, but if you went and looked up these pro formas for these companies, the four that they read off, they're sending you a pro forma on something completely different. They have all different kinds of stuff. Blackstone's got houses, it's got apartments, it's got strip shopping centers, it's got malls, and it's got hotels. It's deciding to let the hotels and the malls go. Now it can send you a pro forma, and it can send you history on the other kinds of investments and go, wow, look how good we are. It won't tell you, though, that when those things turn south, they're going to let you eat the dust on those deals also. Be careful, my friends. That hard-earned money can go away. So remember, I'm a type B. I'm a Libra. I see both sides of the story. I see that it's necessary to get out there and invest. I also realize it's dangerous, and that's why I've spent my entire life teaching people how to recognize the difference between a safer and a less safe investment. Here's an interesting one. We'll file this one under COVID advantages. Guy said, I'm so excited. I called my 401 provider and asked about making a withdrawal. I told them some of my tenants are behind because of the COVID. And they said, well, that qualifies you for hardship withdrawal on CARES Act. So I took the full amount of $100,000 out of my 401k and didn't even have to pay the 10% penalty. Woo! More money to invest, and one step closer to financial freedom. Yes, my friends, it's two. The COVID deal, the CARES Act, is allowing people to pull their money out of their 401k under certain circumstances, which are pretty liberal, without paying the 10% penalty. And if you've ever wanted to get your money out of there so you could go out and do what we do and make large amounts of money, which you're not making in your 401k, then probably now with the COVID stuff is the time to do it. Because you'd like to be that guy that makes $200,000 a year in cash flow. You'd like to be that guy that made $3 million investing instead of the guy who has $10,000, $11,000 and he's ready to retire and only has $11,000. Or the lady that's 73 years old working still at 73 years of age. You don't want to be those examples. Might be perfectly nice people, perfectly great people, good at heart, good hard workers. All the wonderful things in our society we say are wonderful, yet our society will leave them old and broke because they made the wrong decisions. It's your turn, my friends. It's time to think about it. As the nice lady said, I can't think of a better time to get started than right now. Because why? Because it's not just some money. It's the quality of your entire lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.